Hi everyone, Danielle here. I've just woken from another dream, so I figured best to get my little voice recorder and make a documentation of it. This dream is pretty awesome. It was actually very awesome. It was another one of those just fantastic, awesome dreams. It started off with me in a room in a house I grew up in when I was in my teens. And it was a house, it was a double story house that Mum and Dad built. And I was in my bedroom in this dream, and I was just laying in bed, I'd just woken up, this is in the dream, and my sister, I think it must have been morning or something, must have been sort of early in the morning or something, and my sister had woken up as well, and my sister had had this visitor, and the visitor had gone from my sister's room and then come into my room, and the visitor was a camel. And I thought, that's rather peculiar. Camels come to visit us. Then I realised that the camel could talk. And upon talking to this, my sister came in. Actually, that's right. My sister came into my room and introduced this camel as being our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Which was interesting because my sister is not yet Christian. So anyway, as Jesus Christ in the form of a camel had come into my room, then the form changed as we were talking. His form changed and changed into a feline type form. He sort of appeared like a lion, but he was smaller than a lion, more like the size of a cat. That could have been my mind subconsciously altering things too, because my little pussycat was snuggled up right beside me. But it's interesting that Jesus first appeared as a camel and then changed form into a lion. Because we all know that when Jesus returns the second time, he's going to return as the Lion of Judah. He went away as the Lamb of God and comes back as the Lion of Judah. So I find myself talking to Jesus and asking him all these questions about things that have happened, and about, you know, biblical questions that I didn't know answers to. And I can't remember all of the questions. I can't remember all the answers either. I think it's probably not, I'm not supposed to remember them. But I do remember asking him a whole pile of questions, and he was answering all the questions. And it was the most amazing thing to be in the presence of Jesus himself, physically in the same room with him. And as we were talking, I was telling him about this dream that I used to have. I used to have dreams, and this is true, I did used to have these dreams, and sometimes I do still have them, where I dream that I can fly. And I dream, and I think, in these dreams I think if I just jump off the ground, I can actually jump up and fly around the room. And I have dreams where I fly around the room, and I'm no longer limited to being on the ground. And so Jesus said to me, he said, well, now, he said, you really actually can do that. He said, look, watch this. He said, try this. And he showed me how we were able to fly, how we weren't limited to walking around on the ground. And so we I thought, wow, this is just absolutely awesome. And as we're flying around, I started to notice that these old urges and desires and feelings and emotions and things started coming out. And as all these old emotions and desires and, like, you know, sexual feelings and all sorts of things like that, as these started to come out, Jesus got close to me and he started taking all these desires away. And he said, you won't have to worry about them anymore. And he took all those urges and desires and all of those things, completely took them away. And I just felt liberated and freed. And it was like, wow, I'm not limited by these feelings. Anyway, as we're still flying around, the whole room, everything, the room that I was in completely transformed, my bedroom that I was in transformed into a new room. And I realized, I thought, hey, this is where I live, but it had transformed into this humongous luxury place. It was just the most amazing thing. And it was like, there was like, I can't describe it. It was just, you'd walk in and everything was modern, and it was just exactly as I envisaged being in the lap of luxury, quite literally. And you could walk around this place, and there was huge rooms, and there was, like, I've always loved home theatre and music and stuff like that. And there was this one room where Jesus led to me, and he said, "Hey, come and have a look at this." And we were in this room, and there was the most incredible sound system in this room, and everything was automated. You could just talk. You could say, "Okay, lights up," and the lights would come on, or you could say, "Dim the lights," and you could say, "I want to listen to this," or watch movies just by talking. And they weren't the garbage that's in cinemas and on television now. They were good movies. They were movies that were uplifting, and they were inspiring, and they were fantastic movies. And so this house, another thing too, there was relatives that I'd known before. I've always wondered whether we're going to meet them again when we're in heaven, or recognise them or whatever. And turns out that family members, that we were reunited with family members. And look, I don't know whether this is actually going to be actually happening the way it is, but this is just a dream, and this is what happened in this dream. So the family members, but there was different. There was something different about our relationship with everybody. It was like, and I don't know, I can't describe it. It was like we could all interact with each other whenever we wanted and however we wanted. And we were all in this house. And if we'd had food or something, there was things that needed cleaning, or there was rubbish that needed doing, like the rubbish, there was a rubbish chute on the ceiling. I remember that. There was, and like when we'd finished eating the remains from our meal or whatever, we could just send it to this rubbish chute, and it would be sucked up in this vacuum of air into the rubbish chute that was in the ceiling. And we didn't have to do any manual labour work as such. We didn't have to do any of the old laborious cleaning tasks or anything like that. It was all at the, we could just speak to this, to the systems that were in this house, and it would all be taken care of for us. So, I just remember wandering around this house and checking out all the different rooms. In the bathroom, it was just this big luxury bathroom with you know, like granite bench tops, and it was awesome. Like, I'm not materialistic. I don't really, I don't really care for luxury items on this planet, on where I am now. But I do remember when we were transported into this place, into this new place, this new home we're in, I do remember being absolutely blown away by the luxury of this place we were in. Jesus made it quite clear that it was my place. It was a place where I could do what I want with it. I could, relax or kick back or invite friends around or do whatever. And it was like, wow, this is just completely incredible. So anyway, that was pretty much the extent of the dream. I was interacting with family members in a different way, and we were free to do what we want, and it was awesome. So then I woke up. So I will leave everybody there and say God bless. As you remain firm in faith to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, and look forward to the great and glorious and also fearful day of his return and his judgment and his rewards. And stay firm, stay strong, stay committed. Do whatever you can to share the truth of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And also tell people that if they don't have faith in Jesus Christ, there is one of two places that they're going. And we all know what the other place is, that big fiery furnace and the lake of fire. And I tell you what, I wouldn't want to see my worst enemy there. So I pray that you all stay firm, stand firm, and no matter what happens on this earth, no matter who tries to persecute you and whatever, because things are going to get worse. They're going to get really bad on this planet very soon. They're bad enough already, but this is only just the very beginning. So stand firm and know that there is an amazing reward for those who are genuine, faithful, humble, and committed servants of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So stand firm, and God bless, and I'll see you all next time.